You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the
Hosting Hotline.
We answer your questions here in the show. If you go to thanksforvisiting.me, upper right-hand corner is a red button that says Ask TFV. You can ask us your questions about short-term rental or business in general, and we are happy to answer them here in the pod. We've got a great question today about when guests have pushback about price changes.
Hey, ladies, love your show. Thank you for all your tips and tricks. It really helped when we launched our third short-term rental. Anyways, my question is about the Andrew Kitchell episode, the CEO, I think I'm saying that right, CEO and founder of Wheelhouse. Love Wheelhouse. It has really done a lot for specifically one of my properties. It doesn't work for all of mine, but for that one, it's really great. It caught a random day where we would have been offering the house for $120 and it bumped it up to $500+ and we got a booking. Crazy. I missed that there was a local event going on and Wheelhouse got it. Anyway, my question is, we often will get guests who will book and then need to edit their dates. And after they go to edit their dates, they'll come back and say, hey, I was booking it at $200 a night and this extra night is $300 or something different than whatever the average rate that Airbnb was displaying was. And part of it's because Airbnb does that average thing. And part of it is because we have dynamic pricing. And it just puts a sour taste, I think, in the guest's mouth for me to say that. It feels super impersonal. So wondering how you guys approach that.
First feeling is, we love that you mentioned dynamic pricing and Wheelhouse and how it's a specific instance that it, how it worked for you. So for everybody out there that's still questioning dynamic pricing, that one instance where there was a $400 gap in the nightly rate, that is going to happen more often than you even know. So there are events going on all the time that you are not going to be privy to, that you can't keep up on. So let the tech do that for you, because those nights add up and they add up quickly. That one night can be a big difference maker in your month, in your year, and just the overall health of your property. And then there were some keywords I want to take away from that question is, it feels and impersonal. Those are all very, we're thinking that. I don't know if the guests
are emotional.
Yeah, if the guests are telling you that, but again, we are hospitality, but we are a hospitality business. So Sarah, let's take it away with a way to hold space for the guest and help them understand dynamic pricing. And I will say thank you, the airlines of the world, the other hotels in the world, Ubers of the world, where they are making it basically by the minute changing. So I think consumers are just learning a lot more about dynamic pricing and that prices change. And so hopefully those type of apps have helped us make this much easier, because people do have experience with seeing prices change by the minute with Uber or Lyft, by the hour, by the day with airlines and hotels.
Before we get to the guest perspective, let's talk about the host perspective. And I think a lot of hosts out there who are new to the game, the industry, they do feel dirty, maybe is the word, or they feel icky. She used the word impersonal. And I do understand why you feel that way. And it's, I also want to say, you know, just because the airlines and Uber have the dynamic pricing, can't we be different? We're hospitality. But again, I implore you to really make sure you understand your numbers. Mm-hmm. And are you willing to leave money on the table to feel more hospitable or more accommodating to your guest, and just know how common it is, because it's not like this like technology just take people's out of money's people's pocket. It's because your property is in more demand in those times, which is why the software is helping us price it accordingly. Mm-hmm. So to know that it's rooted in data.
And we're going to give you, with this script, we're going to give you
some ideas on what to say.
And at the end of the script, a way to hold space, make it feel not so impersonal
yes.
and icky,
yes.
and still be extremely hospitable host.
All right. When you are met with some pushback from a guest who booked their dates, I'm going to get to this, but for anyone out there who doesn't understand what they mean by Airbnb posting the average rate, they'll do that. So what Airbnb will do in almost every OTA and maybe even your direct booking site, depending on who you mm-hmm. work with, it'll fish for the lowest price you have available. So let's say your average nightly rate is $250, but if you have a random Tuesday night that you're willing to sell at $150, it'll say like, it's any other marketing strategy does this too. It'll say, you know, from $150. Mm-hmm. And so some guest or potential guests will say, well, wait, I thought it was $150. And it's, well, that's the lowest rate, but that's that Tuesday that no one wants to stay at your property.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just is built into not just Airbnb software, but a lot of booking software.
And something that's built into me as a person, I do want to offer this, is that I almost always ask for a discount or a added plus to my stay. So please don't feel, I feel icky if I don't ask for something more. So I just want to let everybody know that if there are consumers out there like me that will ask for things. And so it's just part of a strategy that I have, and I gamify things like that. So I also want to get some no's from time to time because it means that I'm stretching what I'm asking for. So let me put that out there.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get unless you ask. So when you are met with a pushback, you want to think of breaking down your response into a few segments.
Yeah, because somebody's like, wait a minute, I just tried to book and now it's $300 more.
Right. So first of all, you want to delight them with the fact that you are available for and you can accommodate their date change. Remember, just because they want to change their date doesn't mean that your property is going to be available. So when it is, you can delight them with your availability. And then you can confidently stand with your rates. Make sure you reassure with them that you have done the work necessary in the background to make sure that your rates are competitive with your market.
And if they are competitive, if they go look for those dates somewhere else,
right.
they'll see, oh, yeah, they're correct. Those are exactly right.
And then you want to create urgency to book. A lot of us need a deadline to get something done. And there's strategic ways that you can do this. So they can just make the decision and stay with you because be honest with yourself, they need to stay with you. You are the best host in your area.
And also they've already done all the research. They've taken all the time. So you can create that urgency. Like, I know you've already looked at a lot of different places.
We can assure you we are the best place to stay in our area. And then you want to give them a call to action. What do they need to do? They need to book with you. And then you need to thank them for their time and assure them that their stay is in the best hands possible. Here's an example. We've got something written. So it sounds scripty. It's because it is now. Hi, guest. We do have availability for your updated trip dates and would love to host you. You are seeing a difference in total cost because the new travel dates are during a very busy period in, insert your area. We are thrilled to still have the dates open to accommodate you. Once you have approved the change, you're all set. Thank you so much. We are very much looking forward to seeing you. Then if you get pushback on your response there, you can do one of two things or do both things, this first one first and then ease into the second one. We are confident in the posted rate. We understand that this is no longer working in your budget. And you could also decide to say, but we are happy to extend you a 5% discount off the nightly rate because we want you to feel whole in booking with us. Right? 5% is like, great, especially if you could welcome them back for next year. Really feel like, help the Annettes of the world feel like they got something extra.
And make you feel better. Feelings are real. So making you feel not icky, not impersonal, and feeling like you did hook them up with a deal because you did.
You did.
So this is a great question. Listeners, use that and don't just cave. Know your numbers. Like Sarah said, know your numbers in the beginning and then you'll feel a lot more confident in answering this question.
Absolutely. Of course, there's a train going by right now. The train is like, yes, you can hear that.
Yeah, it was rooting us on.
All right. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.